Two more bolts hit them, in rapid succession. Sarah smelled the odor of something burning. She wasn't sure what. But now she understood why they had been so gently rammed. The blue pickup had stuck something onto their car, some kind of electronic thing, and it was drawing the lightning to them. "What do we do? What do we do?" Evans was whimpering. He howled as each new bolt struck. But they were trapped, driving on a narrow road, hemmed in by dense pine forest on both sides of the road. Something she should know. Forest. What about the forest? A lightning bolt cracked the rear window with explosive force. Another bolt struck them so hard it bounced the car onto the macadam, as if it had been hit by a hammer. "The hell with this," Evans said, and spun the wheel, turning off the highway and onto a dirt track in the forest. Sarah saw a sign flash by, the name of a town on a battered post. They were plunged into near darkness under the huge green pines, but the lightning immediately stopped. Of course, she thought. The trees. Even if their car was attracting lightning, it would strike the taller trees first. A moment later, it did. They heard a sharp crack just behind them, and lightning flashed down the side of a tall pine, splitting the trunk open with what looked like steam and bursting the tree into flames. "We're going to start a forest fire." "I don't care," Evans said. He was driving fast. The vehicle was bouncing over the dirt road, but it was an SUV and it rode high, so Sarah knew they would be all right. Looking back, she saw the tree burning and the fire spreading laterally in fingers along the ground. Kenner on the radio.
"Sarah, what's happening?"
"We had to leave the road. We're being struck by lightning."
"A lot," Evans yelled. "All the time."
"Find the attractor," Kenner said.
"I think it's attached to the car," Sarah said. As she spoke, a bolt smashed down on the road just ahead of them. The glare was so bright she saw green streaks before her eyes.
"Then dump the car," Kenner said. "Go out as low as you can."
He clicked off. Evans continued to race forward, the SUV bouncing on the ruts.
"I don't want to leave," he said. "I think we're safer inside. They always say don't leave your car because you're safer inside. The rubber tires insulate you."
"But something's on fire," she said, sniffing. The car jolted and bounced. Sarah tried to keep her balance, just holding onto her seat, not touching the metal of the doors.
"I don't care. I think we should stay," Evans said.
"The gas tank might explode."
"I don't want to leave," he said. "I'm not leaving."
His knuckles were white, gripping the wheel. Ahead, Sarah saw a clearing in the forest. It was a large clearing, with high yellow grass. A lightning bolt smashed down with a fearsome crack, shattering the side mirror, which blew apart like a bomb. A moment later, they heard a soft whump. The car tilted to one side.
"Oh, shit," Evans said. "It blew a tire."
"So much for the insulation," she said. The car was now grinding, the underside scraping over a dirt rut, metal squealing.
"Peter," she said.
"All right, all right, just let me get to the clearing."
"I don't think we can wait."
But the rut ended, the road flattened, and Evans drove forward, creaking on the rim, into the clearing. Raindrops spattered the windshield. Above the grass, Sarah saw the roofs of wooden buildings bleached by the sun. It took her a moment to realize that this was a ghost town, or a mining town. Directly ahead was a sign, Auroraville, population 82. Another lightning bolt crashed down, and Evans hit the sign, knocking it over.